Яко святе се Боже нас, Тебе славу воссылаем, Отцу, Сыну, Святому Духу, и ныне присно, и во веки веков.
A faithful saying and word. acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no one despise thy youth, but be an example to the believers in the word, in conduct, and in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the priesthood. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, and thy progress may be manifest to all. A reading from the Epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Romans.
That is the time.
For we know that the whole creation groans and travaileth. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, then he also called, and whom he called, then he also justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare even his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how hath he not also with him freely given us all things? Who shall bring a charge against the elect of God? It is God that justifies. Who is he that shall condemn? It is Christ Jesus that died, and furthermore, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril or the sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things we overcome, because of him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Peace be unto thee that readeth.
And with thy spirit, the Alleluia in the fourth tone. Bend thy bow and proceed prosperously, and be king because of truth and meekness and righteousness.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
In the fourth tone, the righteous man shall flourish like a palm tree, and like a cedar in Lebanon shall he be multiplied.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Peace be unto all.
As to thy spirit.
Is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief amongst the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass by that way. And when Jesus came unto the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thine house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he hath gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give unto the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come unto this house, forasmuch as he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And the Lord said unto his disciples, Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall be of any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. And at that time the parents of the child Jesus brought him unto Jerusalem to present him unto the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, and a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, and she was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all that looked for the redemption in Jerusalem. The great feasts of the church are here in order to help us understand the sanctification of time and of creation. For the great feasts are ones that help us to think more deeply about life. So this great feast is called the meeting. It is what the Catholics call Candlemas. And on this great feast, this is the fourth feast of it today, we bless candles. For throughout the year, we light candles in our icon corners, in our churches, sometimes at the graves of our loved ones, and we remember the power of the light of Christ as we light these candles. We hear the words of St. Simeon the Righteous as he refers to our Saviour as a light to lighten the Gentiles. So it is that this light burns brightly today on this the fourth feast of the meeting. How are we to approach this? It is amazing that Simeon the Righteous and Anna the Prophetess knew that the Saviour was on his way. They knew that they would not have rest in this world until they had encountered the Messiah, until they had encountered their Saviour. This encounter, this meeting, is crucial for their salvation. And they know it. Today, we have come to church for this encounter. And like Simeon, and like Anna, we long for the consolation of Israel. We long for comfort, for consolation. We long for spiritual joy, and we long for spiritual satisfaction.
in the center of our beings. And so we need to learn something of the attitudes of St. Simeon and St. Anna. They give their whole lives to waiting for God. They give their whole lives waiting to encounter the Messiah. And so we must learn to give our lives. It seems almost impossible to consecrate the time that we have upon earth. We're so busy. We've got so much to do. We've got money to earn. We've got rent to pay. We've got all those things that cloud in on our lives and make our lives very difficult to consecrate to God. But actually, we need to stop still sometimes and give some of our life, some of our time, to contemplating how God has come into the world and how we might encounter him. So there needs to be, like there was with St. Simeon and St. Anna, an inner longing. They had an inner longing to encounter Christ, their Saviour. They had an inner yearning. They constantly wanted to encounter God. And so we need to learn from them so that we, at least at some time in the week, from Sunday to Sunday, set aside some time where we can be receptive to an encounter with God, so that in some sense we can participate in the light of Christ and shine with his glory. If we don't set aside this time, if we don't try to consecrate our lives to God, then we will find that our hearts will grow cold and that we will come far from God. So for the faithful Orthodox Christian, it is imperative that we come to God as much as we possibly can throughout the week, between the times where we come to church. And one way that helps us so often is by lighting a candle and contemplating the beauty of that light. So we can go to our icon corners, we can go to the gravesides of our loved ones, we can light candles in our churches, and these candles are a symbol. They are a symbol of the light of Christ, but also they are a symbol of us trying to come into the presence of the light of Christ. So today we bless many candles. These candles are supposedly to keep the light of Christ shining throughout the year. Take some with you. Take some home, so that you take some of the sanctification of time that we celebrate today back into your homes. Sanctify your homes. Enlighten your homes. Make your homes a place for encounter with Christ. For we do not just encounter Christ in our churches. We should encounter Christ in our everyday dealings with each other. And we should encounter Christ in the serenity and the prayerfulness of our Orthodox homes. So do take candles home and do light them. And as you light them, say your prayers and pray to Christ our God that you indeed may have a meeting, an encounter with him. Amen.